A very good morning and welcome to the last hour of the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. It's coming up to 16 minutes gone after the hour of 8 a.m. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Well, this hour, this year's global campaign, Red Hand Day, observed on February 12, renews the call to end the recruitment and use of child soldiers in armed conflicts. Now, the campaign advocates protection, release, rehabilitation, and reintegration of children affected by war. Now, across the world and here in South Sudan, this day serves as a powerful reminder that children belong in schools and safe homes, not on battlefields. Now, to discuss the significance of this campaign and what more can be done to protect children, I'm joined in the studio this morning by Oluku Andrew Holt from the National Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Commission. And I'm also joined by Alan Kudumoch, a former child soldier, who was supposed to have Chaplain Hamis from the SSPDF, but he is not here with us. Gentlemen, you're welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Let me just begin. Why is the Red Hand Day important this year, and what message should our listeners take from it? Let me start with the local.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm happy to be here. And of course, this is the first time I'm coming this year. I've been a regular sitting on your desk here. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. I'm happy to be here and to speak out to your audience. Mm. Yeah, of course, my name, as you said, I'm Oluku Andrew Holt. I'm the National Coordinator for the Release of Children Who Are Associated with Armed Forces and Armed Group. Mm. At the same time, I'm the Acting Head of Program with the DDR Commission. Mm. Tomorrow we'll be commemorating the Red Hand Day. And we say, no, today we need to speak. Come to his studio so that the audience worldwide hear about this day. Mm. The Red Hand Day actually is reminds us as South Sudanese our responsibility to end and to end the use of children in armed conflict. Mm. And we are appealing to the nation, to our people, the citizen, that we need to join hand to say that we end grave violations against our children.
All right. And Alan, why is the Red Hand Day important this year, and what message should our listeners take from it?
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan. Besides because here. So a red hand is so important because it give people, you know, the message of stopping a recruitment of children being recruited into the soldiers or child soldiers. So a red hand is so important by this message. Mm-hmm. So I advise that people of South Sudan should never ever recruit again the children into the soldiers.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll get back to you. Alan, let me bring in Oluku Andrew. What progress has South Sudan made in ending recruitment and use of child soldiers?
Well, South Sudan has made notable progress in recent years toward ending the recruitment and use of children by armed forces and armed group. And some of the key achievements, you know, of course, the Revitalized Peace Agreement has been signed, and there is a prohibition that talk about the DDR. Mm. And in DDR, there are a number of pillars. And one of the pillars is about the child protection, as you call it, but we call it child DDR. And also the implementation of comprehensive action plan with the United Nations to release and prevent recruitment of children. Mm. If you remember, in South Sudan from 2015, we released thousands of children from Pibor, Cobra Faction, from Yambio in 2018, and so on. That's why I conclude that we release thousands of children. Mm. And it is through the formal DDR process and child protection processes that we have been working with our partner We have also improved in the screening mechanisms, especially by the SSPDF, which is the National Army, and other signatories to Repertoire Peace Agreement to prevent children from entering into the military. If you remember, the cantonment site, the training center, there is a serious screening taking place before training of the unified forces, that all those below the age of 18 are screened and sent back to their families. There is also an increase in collaboration between us as the government, the DDR Commission, the UN Country Task Force, that is UNICEF and UNMISS, and child protection partners that work in this country. We have been conducting a lot of campaigns, training, that resulted also in reduced open recruitment and better reporting of violations.
And I know, despite all these things you're doing, there might be some challenges. Just walk us through some of the biggest challenges in releasing, rehabilitating, and reintegrating former child soldiers that you have seen.
I agree with you. Despite the progress, South Sudan still faces major challenges that affect the release and long-term reintegration of the children. Yeah, regarding the release, some armed groups is still operating in remote areas. And if there are some allegations, we cannot get to those places because there is some difficulty in accessing those areas. And also insecurity in some areas, delay verification and demobilization mission. You know, we have joined verification team. Because of insecurity, we can't make it to some of the areas. Yeah, and then about rehabilitation challenges, yes, we have limited funding. As I speak, in child DDR section, in the DDR commission, we don't have funding. And we have not been getting any fund from the government to support this program. We have been relying on our partners, mainly UNICEF and UNMISS. Then there is also insufficient psychosocial support services for our children.
Who provides the psychosocial support?
We don't work in isolation. We work with our partners. You know, there are some NGOs, child protection agencies, but also they face challenges. You know, funding is actually the big issue. We have, sitting next to me here is Daniel from Gredo. This is one of the national NGO that support us. And of course, we have a number of them.
All right. Let me just get to Daniel from the Grassroot Empowerment and Development Organization. Daniel Oluku talked about funding challenges, and I know you work with these children, the former child soldiers as well. Do you face any challenge?
Good morning, listeners. This is Daniel Anayev working with Gredo. Gredo is a national NGO that works with children, especially in the area of child protection. As Oluku has mentioned, yes, it's true. We face challenges, especially with funding. And this really, really affects our work. So, yes, true, there is a challenge with funding. However, we try our best to do what we need to do in terms of supporting our the people we're working with, together with the government and other agencies.
All right.
Yes.
Let me get to Alan. I mean, Alan, you have been a former child soldier. Can you share your personal experience and what life was like after leaving armed conflict?
Well, my life experience I'm facing after leaving child soldier, you know, I've backed to school. So let me first share the situation that I've been facing when I was in the bush or with the soldiers. You know, I lost my father during the civil war, leaving me under the care of my old grandmother. At the tender age of 8, I was forcibly taken away from our house into the bush to let her get a sense of the civil that would befall me. This was just the beginning of my encounter with adversity in the bush. together with other children, we went to various services. I remember we would go for days without food, spending sleepless night, singing and praying, denying access to school and other social services, carrying heavy guns that were taller than me, for soldiers, cooking for soldiers, walking a long distance in search of water and food for the soldiers. The nights were no long and terrifying in the bush. I spent most of the night fighting off mosquitoes and trying to stay. When I woke up, I had white, salty residue on my face as a result of hours of crying. I wish things were different, but I could only hope. So I didn't see any possibility of ever having a normal life when I was in soldiers' barracks. So not after witnessing both children and the soldiers who ordered our lives die and left for the wild animals. After some time with the soldiers, I was given the chance to freedom. I was able to move to Bibor Center frequently to buy things needed by the soldier. And that is how I came to know about, you know, a youth center. I found a youth center there, and I managed to, you know, enter to the
youth center.
The youth center. So there I got accommodated and, you know, treated, and I got fine. By then I now pick things back, a ways to go to school. So there I've joined a school. So, and I experienced what better for me now in this very time. I've about his studies until I, you know, I finished now my senior four level, and I'm now in, currently I'm in the University of Juba. So I see the sweetness of it. So it is not good, or I don't support a child or a young youth to join a soldiers, because that is so a lot of challenges befall them in their life. So I advise them to go to school.
All right.
Right to stay home.
And I just wanted to understand the support, the kind of support that helped you rebuild your life, and what more you still think is needed for others like you, because there are also some children who, some people who were once, who had the same experience like you.
Yeah, actually, so that such a people or such a children, they need support. Like, let's say, corporation and our government should provide their support to the children, together with a partners. So, like, such as the people who are providing psychological support. So, because when I'm lottery around the country now, I see a lot of children living in, you know, in a battlefield, and, you know, they're homeless, and so means they don't have really, they don't have support, or they might have no where to stay. So therefore, it need a government support, and also the partners, like organizations who are supporting the children, like UNICEF and other another organizations. So this is the support that I need them to really overtaking it.
All right. Okay, we will continue with the conversation shortly, but let's have the breakfast show news headlines, and then we will continue with the discussion here. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this year's global campaign, Red Hand Day, observed on February 12th, renews the call to end the recruitment and use of child soldiers in armed conflicts. Now, the campaign advocates protection, release, rehabilitation and reintegration of children affected by war. Now, with me in the studio, I have Mr. Oluku Andrew Holt from the National Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Commission. I also have Daniel Ayana Avoga, for head of programs from the Grassroots Empowerment and Development Organization, and the former child soldier, Alan Akudu March, we're in the studio. Well, let's just get to the Breakfast Show News headlines and we'll continue with the conversation. Good morning. Well, across the world and here in South Sudan, of course, tomorrow will be the World Red Hand Day, observed on February 12th, with the calls to end the recruitment and use of child soldiers in armed conflicts. And with me in the studio, a reminder of our guest here, I have Mr. Oluku Andrew Hulse from the NDDRC, the National Disarmament Demobilization and Reintegration Commission, and also have Daniel Ayana Avoga, Head of Programs with the Grassroots Empowerment and Development Organization, and the former child soldier, Alan Akudu March, here with me in the studio. Let me get back to Andrew. Andrew, how can communities and families support children returning from armed groups?
Well, the communities and families play a critical role in healing and reintegration of children. And there are a number of things that they can do. Supporting the, welcoming the children without discrimination, not looking at that, oh, this has been with the military or with organized forces, okay? They can provide emotional support, love and encourage the children to overcome the trauma. They can engage in a community-based protection network to monitor and prevent recruitment. That the children who are recruited and released, the student find way again of going back to the military. They can also support awareness campaigns about the dangers of child recruitment. You know, children are the human being who are still developing. So they need to be protected. They should not be allowed to go here and there. They can have a strong family and community support that greatly increase the child chances of success, successful reintegration and long term. Sometimes people look at the NGOs, the UN, that they have not done this and that. The primary responsibility of our children rely on the families and the community. If the children are not going to school, the parents need to be blamed. We cannot have dozens of children that we are not able to support. So I repeat that the communities and families play a critical role in healing and integration, in the reintegration of the children.
And you earlier already talked about challenges. I wanted to understand your cooperation with the SSPDF. Is it smooth, or there are some loopholes in trying to identify whether there are children who are in some parts still getting involved in armed activities?
I can say our cooperation is quite smooth. You know, we work as a team, and I think our colleague is supposed to be here from SSPDF, Director of Child Protection. I think because of one reason or another, he's not here. The SSPDF have been very cooperative with us. And as I speak, the comprehensive action plan that was signed on the 7th February 2020 that we have been extending, it is actually the Minister of Defense that signed on behalf of the National Army and the government of South Sudan. So we have a very good collaboration. We work together. Whenever there is an allegation, we go as a joint verification team with the military, us from the DDR, and plus the UN Country Task Force.
All right. And Daniel, what sort of support are you giving to the children? You said you work with the children at the grassroots.
Well, thank you so much. There are quite a number of things we do just to support children. First is we offer individual case management to the affected children. So each child is normally assigned a case worker, and individualized reintegration plan is developed. And then they can now do continuous case management. They do follow up. They can also document and do whatever support that needed, especially following the standard protocols that are observed.
Have you documented some cases of child soldiers in your work, or that's not what you do?
Yes, we've documented quite a number of cases. And remember, we've said this is not work that is being done by GRED alone.
Mm.
We work in collaboration with other actors, just like Olukwa said. So documentation is done, and there are standard procedures that are normally followed.
Mm.
Then we also do family tracing, mediation, and also reunification. We do offer psychosocial support and healing, especially for those children that have gone through traumatic experiences while they were in those barracks.
Hmm.
We do education and reintegration, so we support to these particular children to re-enter back into formal schooling. And an example is Alan. We've been able to support Alan for his secondary education.
Hmm.
And Alan is currently working with us as an inspirator, just to inspire other young people.
Alan, you're here. Can you justify that?
Yeah.
and the good thing is that Alan is currently studying social work at Juba University.
All right.
And I think that is a very, very positive thing on what partners are doing within the country to support children.
Okay, let me get to Alan. Alan, I know you're benefiting from the services that the grassroots empowerment and development organization is giving out to you. But what message do you have for children at risk and for leaders who have the power to stop this practice?
All right, the message that I'm giving to children who are at risk. So children should be children. So children do not support what others or what maybe our government or people who have power trying to convince you to join into their conflict. So advise our children, my sisters, my brothers, the young one should never ever go through that situation of being a soldier or being in barracks place. So it is right for them to be in school, go for studies. So in order to change their life or to be the a future of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the message to the children in South Sudan. The message that I'm giving to people who have power to use a children, I can pass a message by saying, Don't use children for your right or for the opposition's side, for the competition that they have or what.
Hmm.
So children has right to be children, to be in school.
Hmm.
So use children to send them to, you know, for studies. A life of child is so important. So without child, we don't have a generation or upcoming generation for tomorrow. Mm. So children are the right people to live, to survive, and to all that, to be supported.
Mm.
So this is the message.
All right. Thank you. And I will just go to Oluku. Oluku, maybe your message to the government as we mark, of course, the World Red Hand Day tomorrow.
Yes. As we commemorate the Red Hand Day tomorrow, to our audience, to all the listeners outside there, let us all remember that every child in South Sudan deserves a future free from violence and full of opportunity. Ending recruitment and use of children is not the work of one institution. It's not just like DDR or any governmental institution. It is us all. We are all stakeholders. It is a responsibility that we must prioritize. Together as families, communities, leaders, and partners, we can protect our children and give them the chance to grow in peace.
Mm, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. And Daniel, as we conclude, your message?
Yeah, my message is to all of us, let us take responsibility to protect our children from recruitment into armed groups. It's a responsibility that we all of us have to take, just to ensure that we don't have children that are being recruited into armed groups.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Well, many thanks indeed, my guest. Well, the listener, you have been listening to our discussion on Red Hand Day, the global campaign to end the recruitment and use of child soldiers. With me in the studio had been Oluku Andrew Holt from the National Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Commission, and Daniel Anaya from Avoga, the head of programs from the Grassroots Empowerment and Development Organization, and the former child soldier Alan Kudu Omoch. Many thanks indeed, gentlemen, for coming into the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.